In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today is the first day of our novena on the Immaculate Conception. This year, the theme chosen for our reflections during the novena are the ancient prayers for Our Lady. Today's homily is on the Memorare. At the end of Mass, we will say the Rosary and do our devotions before the Blessed Sacrament, as you have seen all of the preparations being done before Mass. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary. This prayer to Our Lady is quite familiar to us. Here at the Oratory, we pray it every day after Low Mass for our own institute. Strange as it may seem, this is a prayer that has never received official and liturgical recognition, like the Salve Regina or the Te Deum. Yet, it is the prayer of many of our greatest saints. Our own St. Francis de Sales counted it as one of his favorite prayers. In fact, it is while saying the Memorare before a statue of Our Lady of Good Deliverance that he was freed from crippling scruples regarding his eternal salvation. The Memorare is commonly attributed to St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the founder of the Cistercians, who died in the middle of the 12th century. However, there is no record that allows this prayer to be attributed to him. In fact, there is no record that this prayer was known or recited by anyone in the 12th century. The first record of the existence of this prayer is from the 16th century, when a Father Claude Bernard, known in his time as the poor priest, for his advocacy of the imprisoned and criminals, used this prayer as the means of his apostolate. Father Bernard claimed to have learnt it from his own father. This is quite plausible, because St. Francis de Sales died in 1622, while Father Bernard died in 1641. Our patron, therefore, could have come across this prayer during his years as a student in Paris, and would have probably learnt it by heart. Thus, there must have been some confusion, given the life of Father Bernard and his work using this prayer, that allowed the attribution of this prayer to St. Bernard of Clairvaux instead. Research conducted at the start of the 20th century showed that the Memorare was in fact part of another prayer that must have been known to the father of Father Claude Bernard. All things as they were, in 1846, Pope Pius IX granted an indulgence of 300 days for the recitation of this prayer. The Raccolta of that time has the only official version of this prayer. This prayer is called the Memorare because it begins with the word remember, which is what it means. It is not that Our Lady has to be reminded of her role in our salvation, but it is to remind us of our place before our Mother in heaven. The first sentence by itself is a reminder to us that the Blessed Virgin is a mediatrix of all graces. There is no situation in our lives in which we cannot count on her intercession. Never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Many saints are called upon in one or another circumstance, but this is not so for Our Lady. As the Mother of God Himself, she brought Him to us, the source of our salvation. Therefore, as she so honored our Lord on earth, it is His will that she be honored by Him now that she is in heaven. This knowledge of Our Lady's power over our Lord is enough to give us confidence to seek her help without hesitation. We call her Mother, and we run to her. Mater curo a te venio, standing before her in our state as sinners. Sin, rightfully, should bring us to a state of sorrow. It is good to be sorrowful for fear of hell, but this would be an imperfect contrition. God wants us to be His children, not His slaves. So it is even better to be sorrowful, for having offended the God who so loved us that he came to save us through the womb of the Immaculate Conception. This would be perfect contrition. This is why we end this prayer by calling our mother the mother of the Word incarnate, reminding ourselves, not her, that it is through her that salvation came to us, and it is through her that God wills for us to return to heaven. O Mary, mediatrix of all graces, pray for us. Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.